يريد الله ليبين لكم ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم.
Allah wants to make all this clear to you and to guide you to the ways which the righteous have followed in the past. He will graciously turn towards you. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا.
Allah indeed wants to turn graciously towards you, but those who follow their lusts would want you to drift far away from the right way.
يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا.
Allah wants to lighten your burdens, for man was created weak.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً عَنْ تَرَاضٍ مِّنْكُمْ وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا.
Believers, do not devour one another's possessions wrongfully. Rather, let there be trading by mutual consent, and do not kill yourselves. Surely, Allah is ever compassionate to you. Rather, let there be trading by mutual consent.
The expression wrongfully embraces all transactions which are opposed to righteousness and which are either legally or morally reprehensible. Mutual consent means that the exchange should be free of undue pressure, fraud, and deception.
And do not kill yourselves.
This can be considered either as complementary to the preceding statement or as an independent statement. If it is complementary, it means that to consume the property of others by wrongful means is tantamount to courting one's destruction. Taken as an independent statement, it would mean either that one should not kill others or that one should not kill oneself.
وَمَن يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا.
And whoever does this by way of transgression and injustice, we shall surely cast him into the fire. That indeed is quite easy for Allah.
إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا.
But if you avoid the major sins which you have been forbidden, we shall remit your trivial offenses and cause you to enter an honorable abode.
وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا.
Do not covet what Allah has conferred more abundantly on some of you than others. Men shall have a share according to what they have earned, and women shall have a share according to what they have earned. Do ask Allah for His bounty. Allah has full knowledge of everything.
وَلِكُلٍّ جَعَلْنَا مَوَالِيَ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَالَّذِينَ عَقَدَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَآتُوهُمْ نَصِيبَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدًا.
To everyone we have appointed rightful heirs to inherit whatever the parents and near of kin might leave behind. As to those with whom you have made a solemn covenant, give them their share. Allah watches over all things. As to those with whom you have made a solemn covenant, give them their share. Allah watches over all things.
According to the customary law of Arabia, those who concluded compacts of an alliance and friendship also became mutual heirs. Likewise, an adopted son inherited from his foster father. While abrogating this customary law, this verse reveals that inheritance goes to one's kin according to the rules for the distribution of inheritance laid down by God Himself. However, if a man has made commitments to people, he has the right to give away to them whatever he wishes during his lifetime.